The way selling the Bibles started was this. Leon Ritchie, and he always keeps some on hand, so I'll tell you a little later what how one person received the Bible, which is reaction of many people. He said, Fred, why don't you sell this in Washington Times? And I said, well, I don't know about that. He says, what if I get you a good price? Because I know the advertising manager. So I said, okay. So he said, I can get you a full-page ad for $1,500. And the circulation is right about 100,000. 70,000 circulation and 30,000 newsstands. So we worked up an ad, and Phil Neal, our editor, he's had advertising experience, so he worked up a really great ad for us. That's the one you saw, the copy I mailed out that you saw. And so we really had a great response. And the 800 number that we were using was Bob Ellsworth's number. And Bob Ellsworth, I've known for many years, and he lives right across the street from the student center there at Ambassador College on South Orange Grove. As a matter of fact, since this is already on all information concerning Bob, his address is 111, remember the three ones? South Orange Grove Avenue. And so he was taking the orders, and we paid him $10 an order to process the credit cards and so forth. And then a lot of people would write and send in a check, and so we'd process that and so forth. And it was going so well that the ad man at Washington Times says, well, why don't you run it 3 more weeks? And I said, okay, we'll run it 3 more weeks, because there was enough money coming in to pay for the advertising. See, the church wouldn't have to pay a penny for it. So said yes. And we kept having a really, really good response. So then Bob Ellsworth, who used to advertise Dr. Martin's books, he said, why don't you advertise in Biblical Archaeological Review, the bar magazine? So I said, okay. So we worked up an ad, sent it there. They had a circulation of 200,000, and we were able to get the ad for $1,800. And we really got a lot of orders from that. And by that time, Bob wanted to change the rules of the game, which was good, because our office staff was busy packing and mailing Bibles. You know, we would get sometimes 15, 20 orders a day. And then we would get another 10 or 15 credit card orders from Bob. So we were sending out big stacks of Bibles every day, and we're just packing and mailing and packing and mailing. So we worked out with Bob Ellsworth this, that through York Publishing, we sell the Bibles to him for $42. That essentially gives an extra 20 for reprinting. He pays for all advertising, he pays for all mailing, and with his experience, he has put ads in different good publications. He sent them to me, I forget the name of some of them, but he's advertising in U.S. News and World Report, the Midwest edition. And he advertised in Rev Magazine, which has turned out to be pretty good. He advertised another one in another newspaper. So just this, I think 2 weeks ago, he ordered us, because we send the books down to him, he ordered from us 116 Bibles, fill his orders. Well, to make a long story short, we have only 1,300 Bibles left. And at the rate they are going, we're going to be down to a very low or no supply here pretty quickly. So we've been talking with Lithopak in China, which is the one that printed the first edition of the Bible here, and Vogelis, who take care of all the compiling, have been correcting all of the typos and all of the things, and unfortunately, we found a few more in there than we really thought, but after going through it, you know, the millions of words, hundreds of times, you know, it's easy to read along, and I'm sure you can do that, read along, and you know a word ought to be there, so you put it in mentally, and when you put it in mentally, your brain tells you it's there when it's not there. So we had some of those things. So we're getting all of those corrected. I have a couple more to give to you, Heidi, that we need to do, so be sure and see me on those. And so in talking to Lithopac, Don Junovich said, "While we've been talking with Thompson Press in India about doing the core of the book," in other words, to print the what they call the core or the block, "and I just listened," because I'll tell you why I just listened when he brought that up, "because they are a large, modern publishing company, Freeman Press, actually an English company that moved to India, you know, exporting jobs, that sound familiar? Because they could get everything cheaper there. So I told him all the things that we needed to correct, So anyway, I went over him all of the problems that we found with the Bible and some of the difficulties that some of you may have experienced and so forth. And I just listened to him. I said, "Okay, work up a bid, work up an estimate, send it to me." Well, he did not know this, and I didn't tell him, but Bob Ellsworth went to the National Association of Religious Broadcasters convention back in Nashville, Tennessee, and he took the Bible back there, and he had some other books that he's promoting too, and he was right next to a Messianic Hebrew group. Now, this convention is huge. They had about 4,000 participants, and they had all kinds of display booths for all kinds of different things that the different broadcasters could look at and, you know, see their promotions and so forth. And the Trinity Broadcasting System, televangelist system, they have a theme park called Holy Land Park. And they had their star. They had three participants that walked around the whole convention. One of them was Jesus, you know, with the long hair and the robes. And the other two were Roman soldiers. So they came over to the booth, and he said everyone was really excited about seeing, you know, the way the Bible looks. Most Bibles don't look like this and everything. And they came over, and so Bob has a picture of Jesus reading the Bible. And he approved of it. However, that was only the play Jesus. That was not the real Jesus. And guess who also was there at the convention? The representative for Thompson Press in India. If I said Freeman Press, it's Thompson Press. So he liked the Bible. Bob Ellsworth gave him our phone number. He contacted me and said, "Well, we're the largest producers of Bibles and dictionaries and concordances in the world, so we'd like to give you a bid for reproducing the Bible." So I said, "Okay." So they're going to give us a bid, the initial bid from them, but I have to see the cover, I have to see the paper, I have to see the binding, because we had great issues with that with Lithopac the first time around. So when I get back, I'm going to have all of those things there. But their initial bid without the transportation was, Lithopac was right close to $20 per book. Theirs without the shipping was a little over $15. So if we get 10,000 Bibles, that's $30,000 if it's $3 or $5 difference. See? Now also, because of the sales, we're going to be able to have from York Publishing, not taking tithes and offerings that the brethren give, $20,000 to $30,000 that we are going to put toward the second printing of the Bible. Now, we hope that what we're going to do with marketing the Bible, and there's nothing wrong with marketing the Bible. You had to buy your Bible at a bookstore someplace, didn't you? And we hope with the other things about marketing the Bible that through York Publishing, we will have a secondary income which will supplement what the brethren give. Now, let me tell you what has happened since the Bibles have gotten out into the public. Obviously, people have been showing others. There have been reorders, and a lot of those reorders are coming through Amazon.com because we have it listed right there in the front part of the Bible. You can order it at Amazon.com. Well, before we started selling the Bibles, we would get like, one or two, maybe three orders for the New Testament or the Bible or the Harmony from Amazon.com a week. And the way they would work it is this. They would send us an email order. We would get it out that day. They would get it in 2 or 3 days priority mail. And then they would reship it in their Amazon.com box. The last couple of weeks, the orders from Amazon.com have really jumped way up. And I think it's because people are showing the Bibles to others, and they go on Amazon.com and order it. And we had one order for 11 Bibles from one of the shipping centers on Amazon.com, because they have, I think, about 5 or 6 shipping centers scattered around the U.S. And that was for their inventory. So now the sales for them is profitable enough to have an inventory of them. So what we're trying to do is get on Amazon.com, we're trying to get the 2 reviews that we sent out to you, or the 3, get those up there for help promoting the Bible. Because you see, one of the things that's important, if you get the Bible, what do you have in your hands? You have the whole gospel, don't you? Yes. Yes. Now, where God leads the people from there is going to be another question. But to show you that there are a lot of people out there, just like Elijah didn't know there were 7,000 who hadn't bowed the knee to Baal. Well, Leon Richie just last week was talking to a woman, and she said, you know, I've had trouble finding a good Bible. She said, I've been to Bible bookstores, I bought a half a dozen, and my daughter says, well, this one is no good because of this, and this one is no good because of this. And so he said, how would you like to have the best Bible in the world? That was his wording. Little advertising, that's okay, we don't mind that. And we hope after we get all of the typos cleaned up that it will be the best Bible in the world. So she said, yes. He said, I'll send it to you. So he sent it to her. And a week later, she called back and she said, this is a great Bible. She said, in reading the things in the front of the Bible, she said, a lot of the things that are there, I suspected were the things that were going on, but I never have had it written down. So what's going to happen when you have more people react the same way? Now, not all are going to react that way. We had a big Bible center in Germany, a reviewer, email us and ask for a copy to review. So I emailed him back and said, well, we're getting ready for a second printing. If you contact us in 90 days, then maybe we can send you a second printing, because if it's going back to Germany and it's going to be one of these international reviews, we've got to have everything cleaned up, everything in good shape, because who knows what the review will be. But we'll have to see how it happens. We had one bad review of a man who said, well, every Bible I get, What I do, I open it to 1 John 5:7 and see what it says. And since we changed 1 John 5:7 to read what it should read, he said, oh, no, buyer beware of 5 points to give to this. I give it 2. So we'll have to get some good reviews up there to combat that. Now, if any of you feel inclined to write a review, that's up to you. You can put it on Amazon.com. A little solicitation here. Now, let me tell you what happened when I was coming back from Waco and Houston. And in Georgia, they have a little town that is named exactly like Houston, Texas, H-O-U-S-T-O-N. And in Georgia, they pronounce it Houston. Okay. So I'm flying nonstop from Houston to San Jose. And that's a long 4-hour and 20-minute flight. So I get up and walk a little bit. And I was walking up and down the aisle, and I pass by, and here's this fellow reading a screen. A flat screen. Looked like it was about an 8x10 screen. And then I walked up a little further, and on the left side, here was a guy reading the same thing. Same kind of screen. And then I went ahead a little bit further, and there was another one reading the same kind of screen. And I said to myself, what is this? So as I was walking back, the first fellow I passed by looked up at me, and I looked at him, and I said, sir, I said, what is this that you're reading? And he said, oh, this is Amazon.com Kindle. I said, what is that? And he said, well, I've got my iPod here, and I have 220 books on it, and I can read it on this screen. I thought, oh, boy. So we're going to get the second printing of the Bible when we get all the digital version correct. Now, it has to be reformatted in the format for the Kindle. Now, subsequent to that, after that trip, I was watching CNBC, and guess who they had on to interview? The CEO of Amazon.com. And guess what he was talking about? Kindle. They had Kindle One in 2007, and they launched it before Christmas, and they were sold out before the first of the year. So they improved it for 2008, and before Christmas came, they were out of Kindles Two. And I thought, wow. So I had Ron Carey, our webmaster, I had him check it all out and find out the comparison of the price of books that they would buy on Kindle to download on their Kindle reader versus the cost of a book and what was the different spread and so forth. And so he sent that to me. Because when Amazon.com sells a book or sells a Kindle, they sell it for the price and they get, I think, 50%, which is fine. It's out there. Someone's doing something with it. And then what they do, every month, they automatically deposit into York Publishing the net sales that we get. And speaking of York Publishing and the church and so forth, so far, we have put, from the Bible sales, $10,000 into the church, and we have almost $10,000 in the York Publishing account. So that represents a good source of income. So I also found out that there is a Sony reader. Now, Sony readers is different. Sony reader is a little different. Sony reader will take PDF copyright secure material, so you get the page exactly like it would be in the Bible. Whereas with the Kindle, we're going to have to reformat it before we even send it to them and take all of the scriptural references in the center column and move them to the end of the verse. So when I get back, I'll find out about what the Sony readers is going to be like. But just think of that. In this digital age, people can go online. We can advertise it online. They can go on and with just the push of a button, because they already have their credit card there, they've already been approved to buy books, and they've got it downloaded like that. All right. I've got a lot of good news to tell you about. So the first part, I may stick to the news here to bring you up to date what we're doing. Now, they also have developed for video. They've developed an MP4 format. And also for BlackBerries, they have another format. Now, they have two versions of the MP format for videos, which is this: high resolution for your iPhones. And iPhone is the one that sells more than anything else. And you have the low resolution for the old iPods and things. And then you have a different resolution for the BlackBerries. So Jonathan took a whole stack of videos that we've done previously. He converted them into three formats that I mentioned, and he's got an iPhone, and he brought it over and said, well, here you are, Dad. And we had on there a 1989 video that I did down in Los Angeles at Ed and Joan Arundel's apartment. So we are converting all, we have been converting all of the videotape videos to DVDs, and now we can take those DVDs and convert them to these different formats, and you're soon going to have on the website a video section with a whole list of many videos that you can download. Now, if you have low speed downloading, it'll probably take you about 45 minutes to an hour to download a video because there's a lot on it. If you have high speed, not video, but computer hookup, then it takes about 15 minutes. But people could take their iPhone and download a sermon, listen to it, watch it. They could download it into the little portable, you know, video viewer that they take with them on the airplane, put their earplugs in, listen to a sermon. They can have a Kindle 1 or Kindle 2, and they can read the Bible. So we're going to go one step further. We're going to get Church at Home up and going right after the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, Church at Home is not going to be, you tune in and you sit there, and there will be opening prayer, a song, and a message, and a prayer, and it's over with. Church at Home is going to be entirely different. It's going to be Church at Home because there's no place else in the world you can trust any of these ministers to teach you the truth. This is going to be the Bible only, solo scriptural, and we're going to meet them on their 12-minute program, TV Brain. We will do half-hour programs. We will have it fast, short, direct. We will have it professional, and we'll go 12 minutes, advertise some things, 12 minutes, advertise some things, and the program's over. And by the way, you can go to cbcg.org for more in-depth information. Now, Stan Snyder, who has a business called Image TV West, and that's located in Las Vegas, and he's far from the gambling, okay? And when he heard we're ready to do Church at Home, he and his wife made a special trip over to see us and said, Fred, you can't do them like you're doing your videos now. You've got to have it professional. You have got to have a studio where you have the lights, where you have two cameras, where you have a mixer, where when you go down and you make a point, it can be put up right alongside seeing you, just like, you know, you do on the news. Or you can split it in, have a three-part screen. You can have full screen, three-part screen, the whole thing. So he convinced me that we needed a studio. His first offer was, go to a television station and you can rent it for probably about $500 an hour, and they will do everything for you and give you the finished product. But you have to have it all ready to go. And so I asked him, I said, well, what about if we found a place where we could have the studio? He said, that'd be perfect. So I'm trying to figure out where can we find office space for a studio, because our two offices are pretty full. So I was walking down the hall to the restroom, because we're at this end of the building and the restroom is at that end of the building. And I was walking down, and just there's a little jog that goes like this before you come to the where the hall turns to where the restrooms are. And here is 201B. We are in 206 A and B. And it is the Latinos Alcoholic Anonymous meeting room. And I said, I wonder if we could get that. Because I know that's a freebie that K&S Rental Property does for community service. So I called K&S and talked to Joel, and he said, yeah, I'll see what I can do. He said, I don't think there be any trouble. We'll move them downtown, give them another office downtown. And I said, well, what's the square footage in there? He said, 600 square feet. That's exactly what Stan Snyder said we needed, 600 square feet. So I just signed the lease before I came up. We have that office for $500 a month. So when we're ready, Stan Snyder's going to come over. He'll bring the equipment. He'll bring the lights. We'll get it all set up. And then we will go with the virtual reality. Let me tell you what I think that we want for the opening on how to come to church at home. Start out with some galaxy out here in the universe, a beautiful picture of a galaxy, and then bring it on down through the heavens, down to the earth down to the land, and the land to a city or village, and then, bingo, welcome to church at home. It's like the Word of God is coming to your home. So that's what I envisioned for the opening. And I don't know the setting yet. I thought about a kitchen table, but I don't know if that'll work. But I think if we had kind of like a nice kind of library back office setting where there was a desk and, you know, maybe a globe and so forth, that would be the way to go. And then we'll start out with brand new things, you know. Where is God? Who is God? What is the Word of God? How do you know that God exists? Why is Jesus Christ the only Savior? What about Allah? What about Buddha? What about the others? And just go right down the line that way, see. And we won't have any politics. That doesn't mean I won't mention Obama from time to time. But we're not going to have any Word-O doctrines or anything like that. We may have some interviews and so forth. All right, now let me go one step further and tell you what else that's going to be coming here pretty quick. Last year, a woman named Jane Spring sent me a little book that she put together. She wrote it out all by hand, and she drew all the pictures by hand to tell the story of life and read it to her grandchildren. And it was about 80-some pages, something like that. So she sent it to me. And I went through it, and I gave it to Dolores, and she went through it, and she says, we got to make a book out of it. So I said, okay, we'll send it to Don and Bonnie Burroughs, the ones who do the coloring books for us and the youth books for us. And, you know, I think this. Just to inject a comment here. If we do it, God will send the people. Just like with the Bible. Oh, God, why don't you send more people? Well, what am I going to send them to? What are you going to offer them? See? Well, if we have the Bible, people say, hey, this looks like the real thing. I want to know more. Then God will send them. Because God works with people everywhere in the world, one way or the other. See? So, had them work up the book, and then I asked Cindy Curley, she's the one who works up all the covers for our paperback books. I said, let's get a real nice cover for this. So we got a really nice cover of a young boy running in a path in a sand dune with grass on each side, very happy, very smiling. And then Dolores came up with a really great name for the book instead of Story of Life. She said, well, that sounds kind of like a fairy tale, you know, and kids at that age are used to fairy tales. So she said, what about God's Bible Pathway for Children? So that's the title of the book. Now, we are about, what, 90% done with that? About 90% done with it. So we are going to have scriptures to memorize about the path of God, the walk of God, the pathway of God. And then in the end, we're going to have a section, my personal Bible pathway from God. We're going to have in there for little kids, how to pray. Pray for mommy and daddy. Pray for protection. Pray for the angels to watch over you. Pray that you will keep yourself out of trouble. Okay? And various things like that. And let them know that God loves them, Jesus loves them, but you have to follow their way, and you have a pathway that you can start your life on. So we'll have that. The other thing we've been doing, you've been receiving, has been the downsized booklets. Now, as I mentioned, that saves us about 90 cents per copy in mailing, because the post office now goes by size, then weight. So we're really excited about all those things and, you know, doing those things and being able to have them to reach out to new people. We have to have something that will grab their attention, something that will really work. One other thing about Church at Home, Stan Snyder said, maybe we could do a mailing to homeschoolers. Well, on that, I put an ad in a homeschooler magazine. Did you know there are homeschooler magazines? Okay. And it's called The Link, Homeschooling News. So I put an ad in there. It's coming out this next month. And also, she wanted to know if I could put an essay in because they were starting a religious section. And I said, well, I'll send you one. So I sent, we got the ad space purchased. That was $1,800. That'll all come out of York. And I sent an essay on the 14 rules of Bible study. So they will see the 14 rules of Bible study, and then they will see the ad for the Bible. So we'll see what kind of response we get there. But perfect for homeschoolers. Perfect advertising, a ready-made, diligent parents teaching their children kind of atmosphere. Oh, you're a homeschooler. What about Church at Home? Because many of the same things that are going on in the public schools are now going on in the churches. So we'll see what that happens. Last thing on Church at Home, I want to do a 10-minute advertising and put it on YouTube. So we're happy about that. I hope you are. And that means that all of us better be prepared to help other people. That means even the women may have to contact other women and help them understand what the truth is. So you've got to know the Bible. You've got to know what you believe. And you've got to have the heart and the willingness to try and help someone who's trying to find God. Then we're going to need the men who've been in the church a long time. They can be trained to baptize people. Nothing wrong with that. Because the way events are going, and if we go into a depression, which is very likely, there are going to be people in their homes wondering, where is God? What is happening? How can we get out of this mess? What's going to happen to our lives? They'll see all the things going on the border with Mexico, And, you know, could be within 2 years we're going to be fighting a war in Mexico. So there they are. No work, stuck at home, and now they're searching. Well, what does God have to stir people up? Where do you find that? Revelation 4, the seven spirits of God go through the whole earth. The eyes of God, looking for those who are seeking God. See? But we have to have it ready. We have to be doing it before God will provide. So it's like the old saying, you know, a field of dreams? If you build it, they'll come. Yeah. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.